This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by Better Than Before, the book that I wrote about how to make or break your habits. It turns out it's not that hard to make or break a habit if you know what to do. To learn more about the book, go to GretchenRubin.com. Sometimes when events are unfolding, when things are happening, I don't really quite grasp what's going on. I don't really see exactly how I should behave. And it's only in retrospect that I see things more clearly and I see how I wish I had behaved. And this is something that happened years ago. I mean, I happen to know it was 18 years ago because Eliza was a little baby. I had a brief exchange with a woman and I have regretted it ever since. So Eliza and I were going to Kansas City and Jamie was not with us. He was going to come later. So it was just Eliza and me on an airplane and I was holding her in my arms and we were going to the back to go to the lavatory, which is the only place in the world is on an airplane that it's called a lavatory. But there I was holding Eliza going to the back of the plane. And a woman who was sitting a few rows behind me said, "Oh, let me hold your baby while you go to the bathroom." And I said, "Oh, no, no, I don't want to trouble you." And she said, "Oh, no, please, it would be my pleasure." And I said, "No, it's okay." And I walked back and, you know, kind of juggled Eliza while I was in the bathroom. But I wish that I had said yes to that woman. And I know why I said no. Partly it was a new mother's reluctance to be separated from her baby. Partly I wasn't sure how Eliza would react to being held by a stranger. And truthfully, partly, I just didn't feel like negotiating the situation any further. And so it was just easier to say no. But looking back and ever since, I have really regretted it. I know that feeling of just wanting to hold a baby. I understand why I acted the way that I did. But I wish I had accepted that woman's generous offer to hold Eliza for me. Sometimes we can be generous by taking. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.